looking good for beauty, we will pay.
You're listening to Six Beats Under. I'm DJ Wednesday. That is KXRY Portland 91.1 and 107.1 on the FM band. And if you're lucky enough to be in the Halem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach, it is 91.7 FM. Of course, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. Do have a live guest in the studio. We will get connected with them shortly. But I thought I would play some music from a really small unknown group called The Cure. Have you heard of them? It's groundbreaking here at Six Beats Under. But I'm playing this track because they won a Grammy last night, and for this particular album, I think. Not sure. I'm not a Grammys person, but cutting edge here, The Cure, right here on Six Beats Under, and the live guest is Bridal Veil. Do not touch that dial.
Thank you.
super excited for The Cure winning a Grammy. That's pretty cool. But before I get into, you know, more music and other things, I did want to, I like talking over little subtle, beautiful music. But I'm joined by the band Bridal Veil, which is a local Portland group. Feel free to hug that mic like it's your best friend and introduce yourselves and what you do in the band.
Hello, I'm Emily in Bridal Veil, and I'm the lead singer and guitar player, and I play the flute a little bit too.
A little bit.
I'm Jordan, and I play guitar and do all the production stuff, and yeah.
Cool. So talk to me a little bit about the beginnings of Bridal Veil, how long you've been around, and yeah, just the start of Bridal Veil. Take us back to the beginning for a minute.
Sure. Actually, I got to go back a little further because I feel like the relationship between me and Jordan really kind of helped set Bridal Veil in motion. I met Jordan on MySpace when I was like 18. And I was about to move up to Portland from Southern Oregon.
Wow, okay.
And
we're like Friendster, MySpace.
MySpace, like. Yeah. Jordan was a recording engineer at the time up in Portland, and I wanted to make a solo record. So that's how we became friends. And then many years later, in 2019, we started actually playing music together, and Jordan revealed themselves to be an amazing guitar player.
Cool.
Yeah, I had always wanted to do more music with Emily. I'd moved away to New York for several years, and I had just gotten a chance to see my buddy Valentine live in New York on one of their reunion tours, like, yeah. 2013.
How loud was that for you?
Oh, it was perfect.
Yeah.
And I remember after that show, I messaged Emily. I'm like, we need to do a band together.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how or when or how that would work out across the country, but yeah, I'm glad it did.
Cool. Yeah, we'll talk about My Bloody Valentine. And for those that don't know, Emily's wearing a Slow Dive shirt. And for those that know me, know they're like my top two favorite band of all time is Slow Dive. So I was really excited when they reunited. And yeah, I saw them several times on each of the tours that they are. Anyways, they can do no wrong in my book. But I do have a track of yours queued up. Let's talk about that track. It's called Child. Yeah, go ahead. Feel free.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Child is our most recent single that just came out last year. And I really tried to kind of harness the feeling of being a kid again and just being able to be vulnerable and ask for help. The lyrics are very simple. It's a simple song, but the idea of it is that at the beginning, the child is scared and asking for somebody to hold their hand. And then towards the end, as the music grows and builds, I always envisioned like angels or guides mm-hmm. coming in to help and scooping the child up in their arms.
Oh, wow, that's more than I anticipated in the description.
Yeah.
But that's cool. Yeah, I played that song a handful of times on the show, and so we're going to get into that. We'll talk more with members of Bridal Veil after we play that. We're going to play a few other tracks also throughout the evening by Waking Sophia and 10 Million Lights. We'll talk a little bit about them after this track. We're all doing a show together this Saturday at the 6, and we're really excited. So that's 10 Million Lights, Waking Sophia, and Bridal Veil. And we'll talk a little bit about how that came to be and just what we're excited about. But in the meantime, before all of that, we're going to play this track, Child by Bridal Veil.
Thank you.
Waking Sophia doing When Things Become. Really like Waking Sophia. They're very pleasant, lovely people, but their sound is so angelic and shoegaze and hits all the right things in the 90s, 2000s category of shoegaze. But they're doing it now, and it's great. I did a whole thing a couple weeks ago in memoriam, and I played a David Lynch song. I almost should have just played this, but anyways, it made me think. I'd never done an in memoriam show before, but we lost so many people last year that it literally took up more than an hour, and I was like, this is a bummer that I can do a show for a full hour. How are you? Yeah. How are you guys doing? Hanging in there.
Everybody's hanging in, I hope. Sending all of our love out to everybody right now, first off. Definitely a big fan of Waking Sophia as well. We got to see them play their debut show at Polaris just down the street in 2024 with the Prids. And I thought they were great. And I approached them after the show, hoping we could play a show together someday. And now it's finally happening. So,
it's pretty cool.
I know we all have like kind of similar goals and just trying to like take people on emotional journeys and help them feel safe.
Yeah.
When we play live. So I'm excited.
Yeah. It's every day there's a new, like, I think I'm reading The Onion, but turns out we're living in The Onion, I think, at this point.
It's really upsetting,
yeah,
to say the least.
It almost feels like we're doing that SNL skit with the NPR girls right now.
we're almost there, Margaret.
we're almost there. Yeah. So yeah, we also heard your track prior to that that we already discussed, Cold Child. And you have an EP out, an album out.
Yeah, we have an EP called Morpho. It's got a big blue butterfly on it. That's the Morpho butterfly.
That's the Morpho
butterfly. For all you science nerds out there. Yep. I see you.
That's right. There it is. And other material you're working on. What else you got cooking besides the show on Saturday?
Yeah. We're really working on the show on Saturday right now. But we have some new songs in the works that we're hoping to record this year for sure.
Oh, cool. Well, cool. We do have another track of yours queued up. Let's talk a little bit about that. You selected it. It's called You're in Trouble Now. Was it written about me? Was like
That's exactly what I wanted to, to bring up, actually. You are in trouble.
Right now.
You know that phrase? I think when everybody hears it, it's like, oh my gosh, like, what did I do? And this is just kind of another nod to childhood. I think there might be a theme in my songwriting, maybe by accident. But yeah, it's, you know, that phrase was always really triggering for me. And then growing up, I've always felt like, maybe afraid of somebody being mad at me or like afraid of getting in trouble. And so the idea of kind of breaking that spell and unlearning that kind of stuff has been a theme in my life. And so that's what the song is about, just like kind of waiting for the truth to unfold before you and realizing that nobody's really paying attention.
yeah.
In a good way.
right. Childhood that we look to in terms of our influences. We like the slow dive and
age, and I'm 73.
Oh, yeah.
No. I really like, I gravitate towards music that is really ugly on the surface, but really beautiful underneath.
Mm-hmm.
One of my kind of go-to bands, Place to Bury Strangers.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, My Bloody Valentine. And I like the balance between,
aggressive and beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. And which is kind of a shoegaze thing, but it's kind of found all over in life too, and just having that balance, and that's what I go to musically as well.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna play this track. Keep it here at X-Ray FM. This is Six Beats Under, You're in Trouble Now by Bridal Veil off their EP Morpho. We'll be right back. right. Played some Slow Dive there, Brighter. Just for a Day doesn't get played as much, so I wanted to dig back.
Great album.
I wanted to dig back into that because it's just such a great record, and it goes way in the Wayback Machine. And then prior to that, we heard, what did we hear? We heard, I like to do a little, like, playback. You're in Trouble Now. Well, how could I forget that? And then before that, we heard When Things Become by Waking Sophia. We do have another track by you all queued up called Feast. And talk to me about that song. Not everyone at once, you know. Just
We're both looking at each other.
Oi!
Get on the mic, you introverts. Feast. Oh, gosh. This is one of the first ones we co-wrote together, I think, as a band. Emily brought most of it, and we just put it together as a band, and it was the first time I think it felt like something that wasn't just Emily's solo thing. And yeah, it's kind of the beginning of what became Bridal Veil.
Cool. So this is a nice segue in what started out to be y'all. And so I'm going to play this. And then after that, I'll play a few other things. I want to play some stuff from 10 Million Lights. And I might squeeze in this really rare unknown group. I just discovered them. They're called the Cocteau Twins. I may put them on. I'm kidding, of course. Everyone knows I'm a hyper fan of them. So here we go. We'll be right back. Oh, the Cocteau Twins, how I love thee. 5, 10, 50 fold. Their EP stuff is kind of like my go-to favorite stuff. Now, I warned the band that the show does fly by very quickly, and it is about 13, 14 minutes until the hour, until Laced Punch is on. You do not want to touch the dial. It's such a stacked Monday night. But we do have another track queued up by Bridalveil. We'll talk about that. And want to remind everyone, we're all doing a show together on Saturday, February 7th, Waking Sophia. I'm DJing. I'm really excited. Keeping the vibe. Keeping Fog Hat out of the scene. Doing all I can do to keep it down. And just keep the vibe going. So again, Bridalveil, Waking Sophia, and 10 Million Lights on Saturday. All at the 6 below midnight. So, which I'm excited because I'm a Southeast kid. So I don't have to travel far to do that. And I can see the next DJ is up and we're excited. But we're going to play the song. I might sneak in some 10 Million Lights. And before I conclude the evening, I have a brand new song that's going to be dropped this evening at midnight. Brand new Dark Swoon I'm going to play that's not even fully out yet.
Ooh!
Super excited!
That's a surprise and exciting to me.
It is. I will be playing that. But let's play you first. This track is called You Keep Calling. What is this song about, Bridalveil?
Well, this one was written by me at in kind of a strange environment called, it was a show that I was in called the New Blank Show. I don't know if I'm allowed to say the S word, but New S Word Show. And it was a bunch of artists in Portland that would get together once a month and they would perform like new pieces that they had never performed before. And so this song came up like that day. I wrote it really last minute. Then it became something that I'm really proud of when I shared it with the rest of the band. So, yeah, hope you guys enjoy.
Cool, here we go. Oh. Lack the mixing there.
Thank you.
some 10 million lights here. Want to thank Bridal Veil for coming out. You do not want to touch that dial, because Lace punches at the top of the hour. I'm going to fade out of here so I have a little more time. I'm going to play some new Darkswoon. This track is called Thread, off their soon to be released This Midnight, this evening, February 3rd. The album is called Antivenom, right here on Six Beats Under an X-Ray FM.
Oh, All right. Hey, we got Takaya in the studio tonight.
Hello.
This is Matt. See, Laced Punch is coming up. Punk and hardcore. And we know Takaya from bands like Macho Boys, Raw Force, and Chained Heat.
And now I've also got another new band called Ayoko Na.
Hope we hear that later. All right, here's some Chained Heat. Really? All right, Takaya, you've been on one of my radio shows before, and you were on Lifetime Wartime a bunch of times.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You ever been here at X-Ray?
I did X-Ray once with Grace from Chained Heat a few years ago, and I unfortunately can't remember the name of the radio show we were on.
So you came on as the band Chained Heat?
Yes.
Right on. So Chained Heat has been around for about 3 years. 4 years?
I think actually this year it's like 5 years, but I think we played our first show maybe 3 years ago, but we've been playing music together for I think 5 years now.
We just heard Kama from Chained Heat. Who recorded that? That was off the demo?
Yeah, we actually just recorded that in our practice space. Oh my gosh, was that 3 years ago too? but yeah, we recorded that in our practice space, and we are writing new songs right now, and our goal is to record with Sasha Stroud. She records at Red Lantern Studio. But yeah, we're just writing a couple more songs and then hopefully going to be doing that this year.
Sasha was a guest on this show before. Did you listen to that one?
I don't think I did, but Sasha rocks.
Yeah.
She does everything.
And she also just recorded y'all, right?
She just recorded my band Raw Force that I also play guitar in.
Raw Force is pretty awesome. I just saw you guys a couple days ago.
Thank you.
At Bayahana.
Is that the Bayaneon Center?
I spelled it wrong.
It's okay. It's like a Filipino community center on Stark. And I think that was the first punk show that they had there, and it went really well. So hopefully in the future we'll book another show there.
Rock the house.
Yeah.
So, you guys just recorded with Sasha?
Mm-hmm.
And you brought a new song. So shall we listen to it?
Yes.
Okay, tell me about your recording.
Okay, so we recorded 10 songs, but two of them are going to go on a tape with a band called Blood Compact from San Francisco. And if you've heard of Aklosin Records from San Francisco, Rupert, who runs that record label, is in Blood Compact, and he's putting out the split tape for us. And then our goal with the rest of the songs is to hopefully put out a record with the rest of them. But yeah, the song is called Pinoy Pride, and Raw Force is, I'm the only person in the band that's not Filipino, and Pinoy Pride's my favorite song to play, but it's about being Filipino and proud, and about